Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. I sure do appreciate it. Let's head to Langlade County, a new partner on the show. It's a great part of our state. Carrie Beck is the Assistant Director of the Langlade County Economic Development Corporation. Carrie, thank you so much for being here. Hello.
Hello.
What a beautiful part of our state and so many things to do as people plan their summer out. Let's talk Langlade County, the County of Trails, and start with the trails. If people want an ATV or UTV, tell us about the options.
Yes, our ATV, UTV trails just open as of May 1st. We have 106 miles of trail. That means in the woods. And then we have roads that connect everything together throughout the county.
That's very cool. Has ATVing and UTVing become popular up there?
Absolutely. We've always had ATV and UTV trails open. A couple years ago, opened up the county roads so you can connect from the city of Anigo all the way up to the northeast-west corner of the county.
That is so cool. 100-plus miles of those trails. What if hiking is more your thing? What if you want to leave the motor behind?
If you want to do a little more silent sporters at a slower pace to intake all of the great north woods of Wisconsin, we have 10 marked trails and 66 miles of the Ice Age Trail, and also two unmarked areas within the county.
Ice Age Trail is so beautiful. That's such a great idea. How about if biking, specifically mountain biking, is more your speed?
If mountain biking, you want to go a little faster, we have 7 recreation areas, but I recommend 2 of them. The Jack Lake Silent Sports Association has one right in Jack Lake area, which is in the northern part of Langlade County. And in the eastern part is the Nicolet Rocher, which is in the Nicolet National Forest.
Oh, I bet that's beautiful in the spring and summer, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That one is a little more expertise. That you'd have rock gardens that you have to go through. So make sure you are more experienced for that one.
Good advice. Langlade County's Carrie Beck is with us on the Experience Wisconsin show. All right, we're going to come back to the outdoors in a minute, but first let's head indoors. There are non-trail activities, which are also really, really cool. Tell us about the museum scene up there.
As for the museums in Langlade County, we have 3 of them. Our Welcome Center is actually housed in the Langlade County Historical Society Museum, which is the Carnegie Library. Most people recognize it by the train that's outside and the Delagoy's Cabin. Then White Lake also has one that has a train depot. And this summer, July 4th, the Elko Grange Hall is opening their museum for the Elko area.
Ooh, that sounds cool. And it's actually going to open on the 4th of July weekend. Is that right?
Correct. They're having the grand opening right on July 4th.
Oh, that's so cool. So you can celebrate America's 250th and check out the grand opening of the museum. What about the Nicolet Wolf River Scenic Byway? I've heard about this, but I want some detail. Can you tell me about that?
So I always say we're the gateway to the Nicolet Wolf River Scenic Byway. Mm-hmm. It is a 145-mile loop through 3 different counties, and it starts in Langlade County on Highway 64 and 55, and then it branches off at Lilly, Dayan on 55 or 52.
That sounds really cool. All right, Carrie, I know water sports are a thing up in your neck of the woods, too. Let's head back to rafting, paddling, the Wolf River, lakes. Tell us about the options if people want to get on the water.
So in the eastern part, we have the Wolf River. So it kind of starts as slower waters, and then once you get down towards the county line, it is more of your Class 2 and Class 3 rapids. So you can contact one of the outfitters to rent rafts or tubes to float down the river. And then as for quaint lakes around the county, we have 766 lakes.
Wow.
Within. Some of them are very small, to a couple acres, to like hundreds of acres. So we have everything for everybody.
That is really cool. What if you want to fish on one of those lakes?
So we have 225 streams, creating 391 miles of trout streams.
Wow.
So you can bring your fly fishing to regular fishing. There's boat landings and everything like that to access most of these lakes.
It's so cool. Golf season is upon us. I know golf courses are now opened up. That includes traditional golf and disc golf. Do you have both up in Langlade County?
We have 3 of each of them. So from beginner to expert, there's some in Anigo and some within the full county.
That's so cool. Horseback riding. Can we horseback ride in your neck of the woods?
If you own your own horse, we have four recreation areas to bring your horse to Lang Lake County. And then we also have one riding stable, Highway 45 Riding Stable, which is almost right by the entrance to Jack Lake Campground.
What is the website if people want more information?
Check out our website at langlakecounty.org or on social media. We're the County of Trails on Facebook and Instagram.
Carrie Beck, Assistant Director of the Lang Lake County Economic Development Corporation. Such good stuff. Carrie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My goodness, so much to do indoors and outdoors. It is Lang Lake County. Up next, Road America. They're going big time already. We'll be right back.